Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today. Because people can't pay their rent, guys. Absolutely tragic. And before I get into it, please like this video. Please subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, which I will talk about in a little bit. But let's get right into it. 2 years ago, this channel did stories about how rent had gone through the roof. And one story that really stuck with me, and I had a lot of people from Australia write me about this, was what they called the working homeless. And it was absolutely tragic because these people go out, they have jobs, they have 40-hour week jobs, but were so broke and could not afford to pay normal rent to live in Australia. Absolutely unbelievable. So these people would sit there and they would figure out places to park their car, figure out places to hide at night, and get up and go to work, go to the gym, shower there, things like that. Well, Sedona, Arizona, is a high-end city, a lot of people traveling there. They just passed a very controversial bill last night that says, hey, we're going to have a camp area where the working homeless can go and they can park their car from 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 8 in the morning every day. And we'll set up some showers, and the bus boys, the manicurist, the bellmen at the hotels, these people that cannot afford to live in that city will have a place to park their car and sleep. Is that completely unbelievable? It's completely upside down that these people are living like this. So controversial, yes, to say the least. But what you have is you have a society where the average person, there's so many poor people right now, and then you've got the rich people that go to the hotels and live in Sedona. So this goes to more and more people that cannot afford the average rent right now. Just let's forget Australia for a second. Let's just look at the United States. You're seeing more and more people right now that cannot afford to pay their rent right now in the United States. And you're seeing more TikToks get sent to me, more things, stories where people just are stunned. What do you do? Well, you know, and one thing that we had 2 years ago was we had rental assistance. That was a great program that people could go out and they could apply for. But now it's there. You know, the programs are out there, but they're few and far between. They're not like they were during COVID, where you had the money being thrown at people and people just taking advantage of it. So most cities are not tolerating people not paying their rent. They're kicking people out, and they are coming after them, to say the least. So you're seeing that more and more. But in Sedona, you've got the working poor that can sit there, and they can go out, and they can sleep in their car, and it's absolutely terrible. Now, friends of mine, colleagues, business partners, hey, my adult son wants to come back. What do I do? And I always tell everybody to have a plan, because when I was dead broke and I had to live with friends, they did this with me. Hey, listen, how long are you going to do this for? What's the game plan? How are you going to get money? What is going to happen? And laid it all out and lived up to it and moved on. Okay. But you have to have that. People right now are just stuck, and I just can't get a job. I can't figure this out. You know, Janet Yellen did a great interview yesterday talking about how upside down people are with paying their bills right now, and credit card debts through the roof, and inflation, you know, is something that we have to live with, and it's going to be normalization. When people accept normalization of high inflation, they're going to be much better off. Remember transitory, guys. Remember all the buzzwords that they have that Grandma Yellen came up with. So again, people get furious when I slam this woman. She is clueless. She is a rich fat cat that does not have the issues that most of us have to deal with, which is to get by and pay our bills. I am telling you guys right now, when you see people that are using credit cards to pay a heating bill, this is the kiss of death. It is absolutely not a way to live. It is completely upside down. But when you see cities like Sedona, and hey, we want to put this on the ballot. We want, you know, Gary Jablow or Gary Jabroni, whatever the mayor's name is there. Hey, you know, this is not a good fix. but it's what we have to do to live with this right now. No, it's terrible. Again, when you go to these resorts, and they're really nice in Sedona. I mean, this is not, you know, the Holiday Inn. It's very, very nice. And these people that, you know, that you're dealing with, front desk and different employees, maybe homeless right now. How crazy is that? So you're going to see more of this. You're going to see the normalization of people that don't have family, people that don't have friends, and don't know how to get by right now with the economy the way it is right now. People are upside down and don't have the money. It's that simple. So share your thoughts on this stuff. I'm blown away that it's this bad right now. So, you know, the other thing that was sent to me was, you know, credit card perks. People that go out and, oh, I've got to sign up for these miles. I've got to sign up for these discount programs. The only way that that really works for you guys is if you don't carry a balance on your credit card. If you pay the card off, if you have a business card and you're getting benefits and things given to you for free, that's great if you pay the card off. If you carry 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 balance on the cards, what's that doing for you? Seriously. Okay. So share your thoughts on that. United Health was in front of the White House this week talking about how they had the largest healthcare hacking of data stolen, and how are they going to fix that? Well, they're not, guys. They're not going to fix it. Your data's gone. Your personal medical information has been completely stolen, and you need to protect yourself with this stuff. You need to do everything you can. And it just, there's no accountability for anything right now. My friend Dave went to Mexico, which I think he's nuts to do that right now. But guess what? Dave and his lovely wife fly in and have no luggage when they land in Mexico. So the shorts and the shirt and his shoes, that's all he's got. Hopefully we'll get this to you by tomorrow. That's what they were told. Isn't that amazing? How cool is that? So there's no accountability for these people anymore towards anything. His son, I said, hey, did your son make it okay? Yeah, they just did carry-on because United Airlines lost their luggage last time and they didn't want to have it happen again, and then it happened to us. So bravo, United Airlines, for a multiple times that you guys have lost people's luggage on traveling. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Let me know what you think about this. The working homeless, guys. Is that tragic or what? You're going to see this more and more. You're going to see more and more family members that are going to just finally admit. They're going to lie to you and tell you that they're doing okay financially. And then what's going to happen? They're going to snap and say, you know what? We're just dead broke. We've got $18,000 in credit card debt. Can't make the payments. Can't pay our rent. Can we live with you? You're going to see this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Let's face it, guys, commercial real estate is in the tank. You're going to see more banks fail in the coming months. The stock market is at a very precarious spot. Our national debt is going through the roof, and every 100 days, it goes up by $1 trillion. You need to look at having precious metals in your retirement. The best place to do that is Patriot Gold Group. Call them today. 888-330-1431 and find out about an IRA or 401k that's backed by physical metals. They have been number one rated for 7 years in a row now. And customer service is the best. I'm not just a spokesman, but I'm a client of theirs. I think that they're absolutely amazing. Use the link below or call them today. But look at where everything's going right now. You're seeing gold only go up. It's over $2,150 an ounce right now, and it looks like it's going to go much higher. That's what all the experts say. Call them today, 888-330-1431, and let them know that Dan from I allegedly sent you. Audio. Debt is going to be something that they're going to tell us is going to be normal. And you're going to see more and more companies go out of business during this time. And it's just going to be part of the game, part of the layoffs that we see, part of the problems, part of the cyber attacks, part of the ransomware attacks. The latest problem was McDonald's. Okay. Woke up this morning and their IT department globally has been completely shut down. Is it an attack yet? Is it just a glitch in their system that would make it so you couldn't have your franchise be open? You had to close. It's like a snow day for McDonald's. Okay, so this is not good, guys, when you have this happening over and over and over. Farmers Insurance has a subsidiary here in California. They just announced yesterday 100,000 policies are not going to be rewritten in the auto space from Farmers Direct. And read the article below because it's great because it says, wait, we never got an explanation as to why my insurance is canceled. So these people don't have auto insurance. They're trying to find out. And these people have been there, you know, like me. I was with State Farm for 20 years and before they got rid of the guy that I dealt with. So you're going to see this happen more and more and more. Why? Well, because California, it's so expensive to fix cars. Now, that was your lie that you told us about, you know, homeowners insurance and fixing, you know, repairing patio covers and repairing, you know, backyard roofs and things that got damaged with windstorms. No, now it's auto. So you're going to see more and more companies go out of business like we've never seen before. You know, nearly half of the commercial businesses out there right now can't pay their rent as well. So you're seeing a lifestyle where it's going to be bad. And again, guys, if you don't need to have an office building, get out of it right now. Get out of it right now. Do what you can do to get out of it. Because I know so many people that have gotten rid of the office space. It saved them a fortune. It saved the businesses most of the time. So there's that. The next thing is home foreclosures are growing. I love when you guys write me and, hey, when are we going to see this spike? Well, guess what? There's a great article below about how five states have seen foreclosures double over the course of the last few months. You're going to see these banks, and trust me, I know this intimately. Because of my friend and what I'm doing for them as far as their consulting, it is crazy what's happening with these banks now. The banks are fed up with people not paying their bills. They're fed up with the commercial places not paying their bills. This includes office buildings, strip centers, hotels, any commercial, independent dry cleaners that have their own building, car washes that have their own building. No, you guys are done. You guys are finished. Pay up or get out. Well, you guys really mean you're not going to work with us anymore? Nope, those days are done. So read the stories below because always have something that matches this. And I really appreciate everything you guys send me because it's getting more and more obvious that there's a problem. And you can talk, you know, to Janet Yellen and have her say, well, people need to understand this is normalization, that they won't be able to pay their bills, they won't be able to get by. That's a horrible thing to say. It's a horrible way to live. But again, Janet Yellen and her family are doing just fine. They're not worried about that. So, you know, it's funny. I think about who does this. Virgin Cruise Line. And I was on the Virgin Cruise Line last month. It was fantastic. They now have a 4 month cruise, excuse me, 4 week cruise that you can go on that is for working people. Like if you want to get a break from your job, and you want an IT job or you want to work remotely, you can go on a cruise ship for 4 weeks. I mean, you'd have to be single. You'd have to have no life, no kids, no responsibilities at home, no dog for that matter, because the dog's not going on the cruise ship with you. But will things like this sell? Will people sit there and go, yeah, I'm going to hop on a cruise ship for 4 weeks? I don't know if they'll do that or not. So let me know. Again, the disparity between the very rich and the very poor is getting bigger. You're going to see more and more working class people. There will be no middle class inside of a couple years, without a doubt, just because either you can afford to go to a Sedona hotel and you know spend $300 on a massage and buy a $100 meal, or you can't, and you got to sleep in your car. So let me know. Let me know. I was in Miami almost 3 years ago on a trip with my daughter and her friend. And one thing that I was blown away by was the number of fake Uber and Lyft drivers. And there's a great story below talking about how these fake Uber and Lyft drivers do everything from rob people to, you know, skirt the law. They buy the Uber and Lyft placards from eBay and online from Amazon and things like that, but they're not authorized to drive. And at first I'm like, ah, well, it's just entrepreneurs. No, they don't have to, they don't have insurance. They don't have proper licensing. Some of these people have their licenses suspended. Florida did a crackdown on these people in the last week, and they determined that all these people are absolute criminals that have no business driving people around. And what they do is they're like, hey, come on, hop in my car. You can work here. You can drive with me, and I'll get you there faster, and you can pay me directly. You are kidding yourself, guys. I mean, it still blows me away that we hop in a stranger's car and they drive us places. Minneapolis is having Uber and Lyft leave because Minneapolis just passed a law that all the Uber and Lyft drivers have to make the state's minimum wage, which is almost $16 an hour. And they're saying, wait a second, this isn't fair. How do we have to pay these people this when they may not be good drivers? And I'll tell you, the last time I was in an Uber driver, the guy did not speak a lick of English. It took him 35 minutes when he was literally 2 miles away from me to get to me. And then no bad review. Okay, calm down, Tiger. Just get me home, okay? So again, that guy is not worthy of the minimum wage. You know what I mean? He can't make a living. He can't drive somebody successfully, but we're supposed to give people like this the benefit of this. So let me know what you think about this. But I was blown away because at first I was like, who cares if these people are doing their own thing? Well, it's terrible. It's terribly unsafe too. Okay. Dollar General and Target just announced two separate stories below about how they are changing self-checkout forever. Target has these small Target stores, which are great. They took over smaller stores, and like one of them was a clothing store that they took over in Huntington Beach, California, and it was a Stein Mart, and they have the smaller Target store, but that's a self-checkout store. There's no cashiers, nobody. So if you buy 40 items, you can go through it. Not anymore. 10 items or less at the self-checkout. And that's going to be the rule. So they may open up at some of these places the ability to go out and have a cashier. It'll be interesting. Dollar General's like done with it. They're done with the theft. They're done with the problems with people stealing. And because prices have changed, people scan one item and stick another item in their bag because they're just degenerates with that. And I had somebody send me a TikTok where a woman was buying a boat, and she had the sticker of a tomato on the boat. And they said, ma'am, this isn't a tomato. Really, is that what that's ringing up as? Yeah, like she didn't take a sticker from the produce section at Walmart and put it on the kayak. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far. It's crazy because the bad apples ruin it for the rest of us, okay? And I hate self-checkout anyways. I want somebody to ring my stuff up. If you saw the stories that are sent to me from the lawyers where people put their rewards card in, and then 90 days later, they get charged with a crime. Hey, yeah, there was a TV set in your purchase on March 18th. Huh? What are you talking about? That happens all the time, guys. So the woman that wrote me said, Dan, tell people never to use self-checkout. That was her advice. I'm going to finish this video with these last couple stories that were sent to me. And, you know, I've made a lot of comments about EV cars and things like that. And with Fisker's potential bankruptcy, you're starting to see problems come with these cars. You know, last year, China had 21,000 lithium car battery fires, 21,000 of them in China. Now, you can sit there and say, Dan, that's relatively small based on the size of the country and their population and the fact that they have, you know, millions of EV cars, whatever. Well, let's go here to the States. The GM plant in Detroit has had 8 fires this year. Eight times that they've had to call the fire department. Not just, hey, we put this out ourselves, but no. You need to call the fire department because the fire is so bad. 8 times. Okay. You know, people cannot get insurance for these cars. People are being told sometimes not to park those cars in your garage. Well, how do I charge it? Just run an extension cord out to the street and let it burn out there. I dated a woman that had a Hyundai And the insurance company, not only did they tell her not to park her car in the garage, but they would not pay a claim if it was found inside of a garage. So with what Farmers is doing, with what all these companies are doing, you're going to see more and more insurance payouts. No, we're not going to pay it because you didn't follow the rules. And we sent you a letter on this date and you just ignored it. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And it's funny, the rich people out here are just remodeling and doing their thing and living their lives. So don't forget to join our email list too. The link is below. You want to be part of that because an email goes out this week. Got a bunch of cool announcements that are coming out, bunch of changes, cool stuff's happening. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon. And if you want to get a hold of me, email me at hello@iallegedly.com. See you soon.